Thanks for tuning into the DestSign podcast.
My name is Dustin Mader. I'm a visual artist, and I'm interested in understanding where the creative incubation comes from. In today's episode, we're going to be speaking with the multimedia artist Chance Brown and his philosophy on art and life.
Hello.
Hello, Chance.
Can you hear me?
I can. How you doing, awesome. My man?
Doing all right.
Yeah. Well, we're recording, and thank you for joining me tonight. I wanted to ask you a few questions in your discipline as an artist, and you know, see what you have to say.
Okay.
All right. Let me know whenever you're ready, my friend.
I'm ready whenever.
All right. Who are you, and what do you do?
Well, my name is Chance Brown. I am an artist. I am Chickasaw. I am white, and I'm also black. And I consider myself an artist, whether I be in the lulls of not creating work like I should be, or a proactive artist trying to exhibit.
Right on, my man. What inspires you?
Well, I think like most artists, our life experiences mold who we are. Luckily for me, I've had a very, I like to think that considering my geographical location, I've got a very, I've been exposed to a lot of things, even considering my, I guess, fairly young age, the opportunities I've been permitted to have and the means that I've had to go and see artwork and just getting exposed. I think knowing that there's more than what's in your own backyard is very important to an artist, to get several takes, several different perspectives.
Yeah,
they're all highly critical. You know, you don't have to agree with everything that somebody says, but to have somewhat of an understanding for others, I think that's critical for an artist.
Right on, man. What are you doing day to day, you would think, that would consider to be a good ancestor?
Well, I try to be fair in my judgment. I try to be well balanced and the actions that I take. I try to work on my work, my artwork, at least weekly. I'm at least drawing every week. And then there's some weekends, like this past weekend, where I spent about 8 hours painting with just a handful of gaps between times for break. And I was also with a few other friends, a few mentors as well as friends. That's what this past weekend consisted of, and I think we're going to make it more of a regular thing, just to kind of get what we like to call, I heard it put so well, it was called painting miles. You know, you can't go into making a work thinking, well, I'm going to knock it out of the park, you know, this is going to be a masterpiece, or, you know, just to put the painting miles down for your experience. You know, if you can learn in such a situation to be able to make something with 48 strokes instead of 58, you know, if you can learn how to do something just a little bit better, just in experience, then, you know, whether or not you have something magnificent to show for it, you know, doesn't so much matter, as well as, you know, as long as you're putting down what I like to call painting miles. And I thought that was a great term for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always that kind of constant refinement, I think, of yourself that's important. You know, it pushes you beyond what you were and makes you into something better.
Oh,
you know,
definitely.
What is that old saying? You know, a little what is it? Suffering's a little suffering's good for the soul.
Exactly. Very much so. Yeah, that's it's something that we're, I guess me and the art community, a very niche group of us, which is also open to expansion, inclusion of other people. It's by no means, well, I've got my own mentality. Luckily, I'm surrounded by pretty good people, whether they be, brothers and sisters of the native persuasion to other people.
So what are you working towards as an artist? What I mean, what is your aesthetic? What are some of your primary themes that you're trying to pursue, or what kind of questions are you asking in your works?
Well, I'd like to, I think it's, and I'm in a way, I guess I'm kind of speaking for all artists. I think it's a pretty good generality to find your voice, find what works for you, what you're passionate about. I would say that a part of my efforts artistically are still not so much finding the voice, but finding the way in which to convey it, which it could take. There's no telling. There's no set, time for these things. But as long as you're throwing things to the wall, at least as long as you're trying, there's many things that I need to try harder at, and I'm aware of that. And then there are things that I've beat to death, several times over, and it's like, well, can I do something else with it? How can I improve it? My
I think,
thinking. Oh, go ahead.
sorry, I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that kind of goes back with your speaking earlier about how you get your inspiration, and you have to go outside your day-to-day boundaries and to get that expanded view of the horizon, so to speak.
Yes. Kind of in that same vein, things that inspire me is the fact that despite variables in our day-to-day world, I feel like I can only speak for myself. I still feel very fortunate considering that, I'm able to express myself in a way that might not have been so smiled upon, a few generations back. Or, I'm inspired by the fact that despite the bad things of today, we are able to express ourselves fairly freely, as artists. That inspires me as well, being able to know that we can relay ideas and the limits are what we make them in a sense. So that inspires me as well.
But I mean, is there something else that you are is there a theme in your pieces that you can kind of see, maybe is the subconscious kind of coming through, and that you kind of see almost repeated in your work, whether it was inadvertently or intentional?
Yeah, there's I would say that there's probably the theme of there was just here recently, and I say that in the past like 5 or 6 years, I've included this it's almost kind of like a mocking, not a mocking joke, a playful joke that my family kind of gave me, I guess due to being an only child, but I never signed up for that of being nicknamed with the Elias of Fauntleroy, which was I guess an older movie of a young boy who I guess in a way could do no wrong, or could he had this he was set up for, I believe it was like an inheritance of sort, even though I don't have anything like that, but it was like they kind of put him on this like pedestal of sorts for in a summary. But I like playing off that the boy like attitude, the because I hear so many times that, it's easy to be an artist whenever you're a child, in your play-like state. It's trying to hold on to it as an adult. And so I don't know, there might be some repeating motif of like a childlike I don't know, of a childlike not mentality, but I might have like this figure of this said boy. It might be a repeating motif in my works as of
Okay.
lately, but it's kind of hit and miss. Again,
Sure.
I realize that I'm very young in my artistic endeavors, and that's just been an idea that I've been kind of making fun of myself as well as kind of having fun with. And it helps that I like things as well. So it just
Yeah.
kind of for convenience for the time.
Right on, man. What are the things are you working on in the art world? Are you're in the Ada Arts Council, is that right?
Well, I was in the Ada Arts Council for about 4 years, and it was just this past year that I removed myself from that group. But I am still on the Ada Artists Association,
Okay.
and that is the local group. Local artist Loretta Yin, she was a leader in that organization here for the past, at least I would say, 15 years or so. And she had just recently moved about a year ago. And me and a few other front runners are keeping that organization around for the time being, trying to get some integrated blood into it, because a lot of those members are either getting very older or passing away.
Yeah.
I'm a part of that group. I'm also looking at having some artwork in Tishomingo here in, I believe it's June,
Nice.
and at the I believe it's the travel stop there. I had just checked that out about a month or so, but
Awesome. Congratulations, my man.
yeah. So I'm looking at following, I believe it's Daniel Worcester, and so that's not intimidating at all. He's a pretty well. Well-to-do artist in the community.
Yeah.
But yeah, between that and I think there's going to be like a, oh, it's going to be like a, gosh, what is it? Here in Ada, I'm doing something for a friend that I've made in my time here in Ada, and having some artwork showcased, as well as I think that they'll have like a live, like a poetry read or something, just to kind of get people in the community involved. But as I get more details about that, I'll let that be known, the specifics. But I know it's at the end of this month, end of April. So
Nice.
there's a few things.
Yeah. Well, I guess the only other question I got for you, my man, is what do you hope for the future, whether it be in the arts or in relation to I don't know. You're part of this Southeastern art movement, and where do you want it to go? Where would you like to see this evolve into? What are your thoughts on the next 20 years?
Well, I'd like to be, I guess I've been out of high school for, I guess next year it'll be 10 years. And it still makes me excited to have people that I haven't seen or that have been either A, keeping up with me, or people that I haven't seen in forever. And both will ask, yeah, well, what are you doing with your work? It's not like I'm, I guess, completely gone away with it. I still feel involved. Sure, I feel like I need to always be doing more. But
I don't think that
it
ever
feels
leaves you.
good. It feels good to still be thought of as somebody who is making art, regardless of my actual output, even though these deadlines definitely keep me on track. But it's also good to be self-motivating, and luckily I feel like I'm surrounded by some pretty level-headed, self-motivated artists around me to help me stay on track. The talks that I have with you on essentially a daily basis, they're a large reminder of who I am and what I would like to do, and just the fact that the limits are what we make them to be, but
Yeah.
we've got to put in the time, we've got to put in the effort, and that's always easier said than done. But we've just got to work knowing that we're being, like you say, being a good ancestor,
Yeah.
work now and have the fruits of your labor later,
I think maybe it's a kind of a mix where, you can see the progress. How, sorry, dropped the headphone here. To me, it seems like you can enjoy some of it now, but that, the bigger, never to lose track of like the big picture, I guess, when you're work whatever you're working towards. But it's always good to take a moment to bask in it. You never know if you're going to get hit by a bus, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a happy medium, never taking yourself too serious,
Yeah.
but also enjoying it as you go. Trying to find a, I guess for lack of a better word, a balance.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. I really do appreciate you taking the time to visit, and hopefully we're not annoying too many people. But anyways, I appreciate it, my man, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Awesome. Let's do it again soon.
And please send some artwork. And what is an address that people can come to see your work? I forgot to add that before people go.
Well, I guess I know the constant place that I have artwork currently is at my actual office. And that's, I guess, 201 North Broadway here in Ada, Oklahoma. I have a few prints in-house. They've kind of gone down in numbers over time, but
Yeah.
all the originals have sold, luckily, which was a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
And I still have a handful of the additional prints from that set, but
Nice.
that's
And do you have do you take commissions, or do you have a web presence that people can come check out your work?
I've got a Facebook page that I actually need to update, which is just Chance Brown's artwork. It's three words, and that's on Facebook. And the thumbnail is a yellow image with like three or four figures on it. So,
And you're on Instagram as well.
yes, Instagram at Chance Brown 63.
And we'll include the link on this site. All right, my man. I really do appreciate it, and I'll talk to you real soon.
No problem. Thank you so much, Dustin.
All right. Peace, Lecho.
Peace, Lacho. Yaku.
Once again, thank you, Chance Brown, for that interview. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really do appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to this. Keep on coming back. I promise we'll get better at this. This was my first time ever doing a podcast. Hopefully, I didn't lose an interview with my horrible voice. And I'll include links, or it should be already here, for the artist and how to get in contact with them and how to see more of their work. Once again, thank you again. Chapisla Cho. Till we see you again.